The Baglapur school, which was shut down following the sexual assault of two toddlers by a contractual staff member in August, is completely operational now. Kunda Pandit, Deputy Education Officer of Thane District and the administrator of the Baglapur school, speaks to Midday about the new challenges the administration faces. Excerpts from Midday's chat with Pandit. How are you managing the school after the unfortunate incident in August? What challenges have you faced? There haven't been many challenges in terms of school administration itself. However, as an education officer, my responsibilities include visiting other schools and handling my own office work, in addition to taking over as the administrator of this school. Balancing these duties has been a key aspect of my role. Initially, I visited the school daily to ensure everything was under control. Over time, I reduced my visits to 3 or 4 days a week, but I still come in as needed. While I can't share the internal workings of the school, I can say that we've regularized the school's operations. Teachers, head teachers, and supervisors are running the day-to-day activities under our guidance. We are doing everything possible to provide a safe environment for the children, which includes addressing any gaps we identified, like improving administrative processes where necessary. What steps have been taken to ensure student safety? We've implemented several safety measures. Apart from ensuring the cleanliness of the school premises and the proper functioning of CCTV cameras, we've strictly followed safety regulations as outlined in a recent government resolution, GR. Defunct CCTV cameras in the school buildings have been repaired, and cameras have been installed in areas that previously lacked them. All staff members now undergo background checks before being allowed to work at the school. Our efforts are ongoing, and we're implementing these measures in other schools across the Thane district as well. Is there a plan to appoint an in-charge principal for the school? We are following government directives. My primary role is to oversee the administration and ensure the school functions smoothly. Right now, I am focused on identifying and rectifying any flaws in the system. Any decision regarding the appointment of an in-charge principal will be made by the government, and we will act accordingly when the time comes. What changes have you seen in the school's operations since you were appointed as the administrator? We have worked hard to create a safe and nurturing environment on the school campus where children can grow freely without fear, allowing them to focus on their education and personal development. To a large extent, we've been successful. School timings are now regular, and strict security protocols are in place. Staff members are assigned specific tasks and are required to complete them, staying at their posts until their shift ends or their break begins.